A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. Do not forget, people get different results from similar situations because of where or who they look. And so we have said, stop looking back. Looking back produces sorrow. We have also said, stop looking around. Looking around gives birth to worry. And then we have said, stop looking at yourself. Looking at yourself will simply cause you depression. When you see your abilities or your disabilities, your qualifications, and you discover that in spite of all this, it is still failure and frustration or the total disability, and that man at his best is but a vapor. This will cause you depression. So don't look back, don't look around, don't look at yourself. And number four, don't look at another human being. Stop looking at people. This gives birth to disappointment. When you look at another human being for succor, for help, for assistance, all that this will breed for you is disappointment. Every man at his best will disappoint you. We are a bunch of disappointers and disappointment, so to speak. It is important for you, if you want to avoid depression and trouble or disappointment, stop looking at another human being. The man you are looking up to, you are looking at for help, is also looking at somebody who is looking at another person, who is also looking at another person for help. The Bible says in Psalm 60 verse 11, give us help in trouble, for vain is the help of man. Vain is the help of man. So why would I now be looking at a man whose help is nothing but vain? And so I do not need to depend or wait for any man to come and help me. In 2 Kings chapter number 6, verses 26 and 27, the Bible says, then as the king of Israel was passing by on the wall, a woman cried out to him, saying, help, my lord, O king. And he said, if the Lord does not help you, where can I find help for you? From the threshing floor or from the wine press? The king of Israel was asked for help. Who again can you request help from, if not the king, if not the president of the nation? You are privileged to meet with the president one-on-one, and then you go on your knees to cry out for help. Your excellency, please help. And not that the king or the president could not hear you, he heard you. You were in such a close proximity to the president. You gained access to him, and so he could hear you. He heard you, but you were shocked by the answer that his excellency gave back to you. How can I help you? If the Lord does not help you, where can I find help for you? That is his excellency, the president, the governor, the king speaking. If the Lord does not help you, where do I find help for you? And so who again do you go to, if not his excellency, if not the king, if not the governor? Who again do we go to? That is the best of all men, at least for the time being, the president, his excellency. But the president is saying, I cannot help you, because he is equally helpless without the help of God. Everybody needs help. But please don't make the mistake of looking at another man, another human being, to come and help you or to come and succor you. Every man at his best is a disappointer. This will give birth to disappointment in your life. And so the woman cried to the wrong place, to the wrong person. King, come and help me. So your cry to a person, to a human being, it's a cry in the wrong direction. You are looking at the wrong direction. If you are looking at a man to come and help you, don't forget, vain is the help of man. In the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse number 5, the Bible says, thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. Cursed is that man who trusts in man. The Bible says in verse number 6, it shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. The key word here is that this man shall not see when good comes. The man who puts his trust in another man will not see when good comes. I have told you before, hear it again. The only person that cannot disappoint you is God. Anybody can disappoint. Your father can disappoint you. Your mentor can disappoint you. Your mother can disappoint you. Your son can disappoint you. Your uncle can disappoint you. Your governor can disappoint you. There is no human being that is not capable of disappointing you. Only God is the one who cannot disappoint. And so it will be wrong for you and be counterproductive if you are looking at another human being for help or for assistance. Don't forget, anybody can disappoint. So you don't build a future on another man. They can promise you heaven and earth, but when that future arrives, you will be totally disappointed. You will be let down. Was Joseph not disappointed by his brothers he expected so much from? They disappointed him. Jeremiah was let down by people. Peter disappointed Jesus. He betrayed him. But thank God, Jesus did not depend on him. He knew all men. That's what the Bible says. In John chapter number 2, verse number 24, the Bible says, but Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knew all men. Take a cue from Jesus. Do not commit yourself to any man. Don't commit yourself to any. That does not mean you should not trust in people. That does not mean you should not assist people. That does not mean you should not depend on people. Depend on people. Trust in people. Help people. But don't commit yourself. Give room for disappointment. Give room for betrayal. Give room for letting down, because that is the nature of man. Man will disappoint and man will let you down. So let us be like Jesus. Let us not commit ourselves to any and get disappointed. So don't look back, for sorrow looks back. Don't look around. Worry looks around. Don't look at yourself. If you look at yourself, you are depressed. Don't look at another human being. If you look at another human being, you will be disappointed. What then is the best alternative? The best alternative is to look up. Lift up your eyes unto the hills. Psalm 121 verses 1 and 2. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. Faith looks up. No matter your situation in life, look up. Man's best alternative is to look up. That is the best way for you. You can't look up and not go up. Look up. Don't look around. Don't look at the back. Don't look at yourself. Don't look at another human being. They will disappoint you. But keep looking unto God. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter number 12 and verse number 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Keep looking unto Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. Your eyes must be on Jesus constantly, and he will see you through. No matter the situation or the challenges that you are going through, your gaze must be on Jesus. Job suffered so much in his troubles. He lifted up his eyes to God. He looked at nobody. He did not look back. He did not look around him. He did not look at another human being. He did not look at himself. He fixed his gaze on God. And that was why Job could say in chapter 13 and verse 15, though he slays me, yet I will trust in him. And he said in chapter 19 and in verse 25, for I know that my Redeemer liveth. Let your eyes be on God. Let your gaze be on God. Let your face be on him. Set your face like a flint on the Lord. You will not be ashamed. Let's keep looking unto Jesus. That is the best alternative in life and in destiny. Keep looking up to Jesus and he will see you through, in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. I say, Father, I take my face, my gaze, my eyes away from men, from people. In the name of Jesus, give me help in trouble, for vain is the help of man. Lift up your voice and pray. And Father, I shift my focus from men today, and I cry out to you that you will give me help in trouble, for vain is the help of man. Help me, O God, in my many challenges and troubles. Help me, for vain is the help of man. Help me, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. I'd like you to pray, Father, my help comes only from you. And so my eyes are on you, the living God. Send me help in my trouble. Send me help in my situation. I shift my focus from men. You are my helper, not my uncle, not my husband, not my wife, not my brother, not my pastor, not my parent, not my bishop. You are my helper. I set my face as a flint upon you. Rise up to help me, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to declare in your prayers, Father, I look past my challenges, my circumstances. I look past my troubles. I look past myself, my certificate, my disability. I look past my abilities. I look past other people. I set my gaze upon you, the living God. Come true for me, O God. Come true for my family. In the name of Jesus, I look past all my challenges and troubles, and I set my face upon you, the living God. In the name of Jesus, come true for me, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I'd like us to do a recitation of Psalm 121. You may wish to read it, but personalize every promise there to yourself. And let's go. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth me will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shade upon my right hand. The sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve me from all evil. He shall preserve my soul. The Lord shall preserve my going out and my coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Amen. And so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. The Lord will help you. Since you set your face on him, he will help you in the name of Jesus. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for a glorious service this Sunday at the Light Cathedral. Time is 7:30 a.m. for the School of the Spirit, and the worship service starts at about 8:20 a.m. It promises to be great. Don't miss it. You may wish to join that service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. If you're in Lagos, you can join us for a glorious service at Etisalat Building opposite WAEC office, Ogba, Lagos, 9 a.m. In Abeokuta, join us at Ebin Fem Filling Station, Itaeko, Abeokuta. Time is 8 a.m. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is @YemiGraceMan. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very wonderful weekend. The Lord bless you.